ESPN Virtue signals with all-female edition of SportsCenter to focus only on women's sports. By Warner Todd Houston on July 27, 2023. On Thursday night, ESPN will present an all-female version of SportsCenter focusing only on women's sports. Indeed, the Virtue signaling to the left will go all in on the women-only concept because not only will the on-air staff be all-female broadcasters, but all the producers, camera people, and other off-air staff will also be an all-female affair, according to Variety. That isn't all. During commercial breaks and between reports, ESPN will air ads and segments to flog the financial services firm Ally, which has entered into a sponsorship deal with ESPN owner Disney, which calls for 90% of its spending on the network to benefit women's sports reporting. The game has changed recently, says Stephanie Marciano, Ally's head of sports and entertainment marketing, Variety reported. We are not talking about the athletes. We are talking about everything around the game, the business, the economics of the teams. It isn't exactly clear how much actual commitment ESPN is putting into women's sports, though. Not only is the network airing this all-female broadcast late in the evening at 11 p.m. Eastern, but it seems suspiciously like just ticking off a box and giving a new sponsor what it wants by floating this all-female indulgence. Last year, a poll found that only 30% of sports fans said they are watching or intend to watch more women's sports. But numbers for men's sports still swamp that of women's sports. To use soccer as an example, since it is a worldwide sport, men's games far outsell women's games. This year, FIFA claimed that it sold 1.5 million tickets for the 2023 Women's World Cup. But those numbers are still tiny compared to men's soccer. FIFA reported that it sold more than 3 million tickets for last year's Men's World Cup. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.